Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As you're driving by, I almost said Boston Garden, but TD, what's it called now? I don't even know.
TD Bank Garden.
TD Bank Garden, yeah. As you're driving not too far from there, Jim, there's a billboard erected right now. Did you know that? There's a billboard with a big sign on it. Did you hear about this?
I haven't driven by there lately.
No. I used to all the time, though. Did you not?
Not when the old Boston Garden was there, yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So anyhow, and you know what it says on it right now? It says, "Hey, Brad," meaning Brad Stevens, who's now taken an office role, right? A hierarchy role with the Boston Celtics. "Hey, Brad, it's time to shake it up. Hire Kara or Becky." Meaning, All right, here we go. Are you ready? Kara Lawson and Becky Hammon, they're being mentioned as candidates for NBA head coaching jobs in Boston or in Portland. Mainly, that's where people are mentioning them. Are you ready for a woman to be a head coach of a men's team? I mean, more important, do you think that the players are? I think that's the discussion here. Now, Becky Hammon has served in San Antonio, and Greg Popovich, time and time and time again, has said, our players, there's no sex to this. She's not a woman, she's not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm not a man. We're just coaches, and you have no idea if you're not on the inside how the players just look at her. She's just somebody who instructs players, and we've been way past this. It's just media people and other people talking about it. The respect that she's earned, it's way past it. We've moved on. Like, we're not anywhere near it. But do we think that the players are ready for this? And I'll say this. You know, at this point, I think there's a couple points that need to be made. One, whenever Todd Haley didn't have success, one of the first things that players, whether it was public or whether they were just talking to each other, whatever they said was, that guy didn't play. It'll be something. If things go negative, it'll be the first thing that the rumblings will happen.
So my retort to that would be, if I were Becky Hammon or Kara Lawson in particular, yeah, I did. And I was pretty damn good when I played.
But they'll say, that's a woman. That's what I'm saying.
No, I know.
They won't say they didn't play because both were very good. Both played in the WNBA.
Yes.
One played at Tennessee, I think.
All-American.
One played
Colorado State.
Colorado State, correct. Yeah. She's from like South Dakota or somewhere, Becky Hammon is. And just but I think that they're the response, well, you don't know, you're a woman. And I throw that out the window. Also, what I'll say to this is, and where I think that both would absolutely succeed, is coaching right now. You don't have to have a link where I played or whatever. It is more than ever in all the sports. Baseball, not as much, but definitely in football and definitely in the NBA. It is a CEO role. It is an organizer. It is a delegator of power. It is have your ducks in a row on game day. If you watch an NBA game, there's an added row behind the benches of extra assistant coaches. There's an army of coaches. You need to just be the person in charge. And that is, for me, it doesn't matter if you're man, woman, whatever. You need to be a leader. And I'm ready for it. I'm totally 100% fine with it. Are the players, though?
I think as long as the coach comes in and can coach the system that they want to implement and do so with confidence, with some leadership, then yeah, I don't care what gender you are. You know, Greg Popovich didn't play in the NBA either, and he's arguably the best coach in the NBA, or one of the best coaches in the NBA, certainly one of the best of all time if you go by NBA titles. the ability to play the game at the highest level and the ability to coach the game at the highest level, I don't care if it's basketball, football, hockey, whatever, are not directly linked. You know, we talked about Wayne Gretzky a few weeks ago when it was announced that he was going to be part of the TNT broadcast team, or ESPN, I can't remember which, for the NHL this coming season. The reason Gretzky struggled so much as a coach in the NHL was because he was just simply so good, he never had to coach himself up necessarily on how to become better.
Same
not that he
Magic.
Didn't work hard.
Magic
at it.
Was the same way.
Right.
So Ted Williams is a man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was hard for any of those guys to go to players and say, a player says, well, how do you do this? How do you do that? And he's like, well, you just do it. You can't just do it. And so I would much rather have someone who had to work their butts off to get to where they were, to whatever level they got to, and who can espouse to you the virtues of working hard within the system that we've laid out and the strategy we've laid out, whether they're man or woman.
Jim, well, you tell me in 2021 that the Boston sports fan is going to be okay with a woman coaching the Celtics.
No, I wouldn't think so. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. If a coach doesn't have the support of that team's best player, that is particularly in the NBA. I don't
Correct.
Know if things have changed, but it's always been like that.
Ask Brooklyn about that, you know?
And if you don't have, they got like three alpha guys. But if you don't have the support of the best player or players and they're not listening to you, you know, we saw that happen with a bunch of teams, like with LA, with Paul Westhead. It was a really good coach, but Magic Johnson didn't like him. So that was the end of him. And there are other, you know, there are other more recent instances.
Edzo.
No, I can't remember if Edzo had nothing to work with. I mean, he was like Derek Shelton ahead of his time when it came to that kind of stuff. But anyway, he did have Sid as a rookie. But at any rate, if you don't have the support of the best player, it doesn't matter. And if that player turns against you, then the coach has no chance in the NBA.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Jim, to see a woman lead a team?
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Do you
Why
think
not?
Players are? As long as it's the best player, you say. That's your response? And I kind of agree with you. I think the best player can sway the whole room where I am with
it. The place where it might work is, and you mentioned it, was San Antonio. If Popovich, when he decides to retire and says, here's who I want to coach the team, and the players that are there,
well, they've already
successful.
Got a relationship with Becky Hammon,
that's what I mean.
It makes total sense.
Right. That's probably the only way that's going to happen is to have an assistant elevated to that spot, not somebody that comes into a team from outside.
To continue to use Boston as the example, though, because that's where the billboard is that you brought up, Colin. If you're Jason Tatum or Kemba Walker, and Kara Lawson, walks into that room as your next head coach.
On ESPN, coached at Duke, at Tennessee, was a great player.
WNBA champion.
Yes.
What are you going to say to her? Oh, well, you didn't play in the NBA. Okay.
I played at the highest level I could.
Greg Popovich didn't play in the NBA.
Right.
Is he not a good head coach? You know, coaching is different than play. And again, if you're Tatum or Walker, and I bring them up as two of the better players, if not the best players in Boston, you instantly, I think, look at her walking in and say, now, this is somebody who's done it. A different level, but they've achieved the most there is to achieve in their arena. Why would I not want that person, especially if they've got the ideas and the leadership capabilities, to walk into that room and help us take it to the next level?
It's going to be fascinating to see. The dynamic is going to be fascinating to see, because you're going to have some people that will never accept it. Let's just be frank. You're going to have some people that will never accept it. You're going to have some people that champion it just for the sake of who they are. And I think you're going to have people, and this is where it should be, just rate them on if they're a good coach or not. And that's what it should be.
Well, people that are my age are more likely to. I think the older, and I'm talking about males now. The older guys are, the least likely they are to want to accept this.
Certainly.
And so I don't know what it's like for
some people. Never accept a black coach. That's true.
I know, and it makes absolutely no sense. And it's you're judged on your record, and that's the thing, is that how is a woman coach going to be judged on her record if she doesn't get a chance? And that's the same thing. It's the same argument with African American coaches in the NFL. It's like, well, you know, there aren't. Well, give them a chance.
You won with Kyrie's players,
right? I know it is, but it's fascinating. I think it's going to happen this cycle. I think one of those two will be hired by one of those two organizations, by either Portland or by Boston. I think it's going to happen. But you bring up a really good point about the San Antonio job. That it might be something.
If you're already there, that's you've already got the respect of people.
Makes a ton of sense
in all levels of the organization.
Remember the old Hemisphere Arena, Jim? Have you ever been there?
No.
No, that was a bad place.
No, I was
place.
At the Houston Summit. I've been there.
Oh, wow. Wow. What about the summit that just happened between our dear president and your friend
there.
Putin?
I was not one of the senior advisors who sat in on the second session.
You want to tell Putin about Lake Placid at all? No.
He's a pretty good player.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
Yes,
yeah.
He's
yeah.
super what I've heard. Good.
His scoring record is unsurpassed.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.